応募。
What's up, Dave?
I guess I could say it ain't so, but I'd be lying. Well, you're not going to believe it, but I'm headed out to play some tennis this morning. This will be my first gig since I had my stroke.
Congratulations. So how you feeling this morning? Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and ready to conquer?
Well, I guess. I'm really not going to know until I get out there and, you know, move around a little bit, because I hadn't done much of anything, I mean, you know, to speak of, which involved a lot of labor, and so this will be kind of the litmus test, I guess, but not expecting any problems.
Good. So the doc's cleared you off, ready to go back at it, huh?
She told me, the neurologist told me, last week, whenever that was, whenever I saw her, that, you know, I could go back to playing tennis, so, I guess we'll see, see what happens today. That's been, I think a week ago.
Good. Well, I just got one piece of advice. Pace yourself. It's the long game that counts, baby.
If I plan on doing, yeah, I'm not going to go at it as hard as I usually do and just kind of ease into it and you know, see how I do. But this radio is doing something funny. Am I dropping out on transmit?
You're in there solid, but I tell you what, it was what I call spitting. Just sitting here, it would break the squelch, just, you know, you know, breaking the squelch like little pulses. And it was doing that on mine, too, so I think we got some atmospherics going this morning. Either that or they got the squelch floor set a little too close up at the repeater, something like that. But either way, this, too, shall pass. So, hey, just make sure you do all your stretches real good before you hit it.
I always try to stretch out and, I don't think I'm going to have time to work do my knee exercises that I do on the machine, but I can still stretch my calf muscles, and that, believe it or not, helps my knees. I'm not sure how it does, but it does, and it really makes a difference, so I'll definitely get that in. And I might have been hearing the 440 side of this, but I didn't think that it received anything when I was transmitting. I don't know what's going on.
What radio you got in there right now?
2730, Icon 2730, 2 meter 440.
Better radio, bud. All your better radios are going to shut off. Is it a dual VFO?
I may lose you down here in the hole here. I'm going down in a hole on Edwards Road.
Well, is that radio a dual VFO?
It is dual VFO.
Okay, well, all your better radios, when the radio goes into transmit, it shifts over to the transmit section or segment and completely cuts out any audio from receive. In other words, it isolates the receive and audio of a receive while you're transmitting, so you should not be hearing anything.
That's what bothers me. But if I'm not dropping out, then I guess it's okay. But it's going to get noisy right here.
Fine into the repeater, bud. Maybe it's those voices behind your eyelids you're hearing.
Probably don't sound too good right now. I don't know. This section, for some reason, this section of Edwards Road it's just gotten bad. You said they were doing something to the repeater, so maybe when they get that fixed, it'll get better. I don't know.
They've always got a little maintenance to do up there. That's the way it is with every repeater. So, anyhow, yeah, just keep things tuned up.
So what are you up to? Are you working, or are you doing some? I know you ain't just sitting there doing nothing.
I'm in my vehicle, and I am headed for Simpsonville. Going down there to make a little bit of money. $350 an hour is not too bad, is it?
Well, if that's the best you can do, I guess. I guess that ain't too bad. It's a heck of a lot more money. That sounds like lawyers pay there. They get $350, $400, $500 an hour.
Yeah, but see, the more they talk and the more junk they talk, the longer they can stretch it out. What I'm doing takes about an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes, and that's all I get for it. So, you know, it's kind of a fixed fee. One job, one fee, takes about an hour, maybe just a little bit more, an hour and a half. So, anyhow, I just don't get those all day long like lawyers get when they get all technical and run the conversation out long by the hour.
Could you have talked just a little bit slower? Because I really couldn't understand you there at the end. Well, you know, if their secretary picks up the phone and makes a call for you, it gets billed. So, I mean, you know, everything gets billed. So, every little thing they do. So, if they send that mail out, a letter or something for you, a form, you get billed. So, they're making money coming and going.
And I tell you what, you know the clock on Congaree now?
I'm trying to think where that is. Clock on Congaree. I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, the clock restaurant on Congaree. It's up there near where Miyabi used to be, or Miyabi is.
Is that it? That's in there with Steak and Shake and all that stuff.
In the old what was that McDonald's kind of chain that came in here that had the not a tennis ball, but a ping pong ball head guy talking, Jack in the Box, yeah. It's in the old Jack in the Box there on Congaree.
Well, I guess I missed that one. Well, I don't eat at the clock much anymore. And, because if I did, I'd be tempted to get their chili cheeseburger and fries, and I don't eat that stuff anymore, so. And the shake, oh yeah, the chocolate shake, of course. And so I try to avoid going there.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, let me give you another reason for avoiding going there. They now charge for a glass of water.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. I think one of these days they're probably going to start charging for breathing air. I think the day's coming. Yeah, it's going to be like a depending on your size and weight and age and everything, how much they figure how much air you breathe every day, and you know, the government's going to start charging for the air you breathe. That's about the only thing that's free these days.
Is that right? But you know, they charge $2.90 for a cup of tea. And now they're charging $1 for water. So, if they're that hard up, they don't need me.
Thanks, Steve. Everybody, I say everybody, a lot of people drink water now, and I guess they just want to get in on it, and I guess they figure, you know, their percentage of people must have gone up over a certain amount, and they decided, you know, they needed to start charging and get in on some of that money making. So anyway, always a dollar to be made.
What if they didn't charge $2.90 for something that they have 10 cents cost in? Maybe people wouldn't be going to the water.
Now, my parents did that. Now, if I get water, I'm not getting it because the tea's $2.90, but I'm getting it because, you know, I just don't want to drink anything else. But it's interesting. But I mean, it is part of their service, and I guess that, you know, they have a right to charge for it. But just like charging for air at the gas station, you know, you used to could get that free, and I think you still can at QT. I think they offer free air, but that's about the only place I know of you can get free air.
True, and it is their prerogative to charge whatever they want to charge. That's the free market system. But on the other hand, I also have the prerogative to say, no, I'll go somewhere else.
You know, that's capitalism. It's, you know, they can charge, you know, fair market value, and you can go somewhere else if you want to. So, you know, either way, they're going to charge it, and you can either pay it or go somewhere else and not pay it. So, well, I'm here at the sports club. Gosh, I haven't been here in 3 weeks. I ain't going to know how to act. But anyway, I'll let you go, and I'm going to find me a place to park this thing. This big old thing, and see if I can get hit a tennis ball. But anyway, you have a good day, Steve. It's good to talk to you. And I noticed that they, I think it was Keith Robbins, put the reunion on his, I think it was on his Facebook page. For some reason, I think I got. Out of that group somehow or another. I joined the Eastside group, but Emma's getting emails, or not emails, you know, Facebook posts, but then I quit getting them, so I'm not sure what happened there, but it's not a big deal. But anyway, he was talking about the reunion, and there was, you know, about 15 people, I think, that replied. But anyway, you have a good day, and I'm going to try to get this tennis in before it starts raining.
Well, listen, before you go, you know we have our Eastside lunch tomorrow.
Oh, my wife reminded me, and of course I have it on my phone, so if nothing happens, I'll be there.
see you tomorrow then. In the meantime, KN4EWA, still mobiling toward Sensenville.
Careful out there, and we'll talk to you later. Always a pleasure. And, but hey, we'll talk to you later. 73's KB4CBA, clear.
K4OIM, this is W4DF, 34 Delta Foxtrot.
CQ Alpha Golf Hotel, West Florida.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, the station there in Florida. This is Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot, W4DF. My name is Don, and I'm located in Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
Hi, my name is Gus, Golf Uniform Sierra. I visit your repeater occasionally. I'm friends with Richard Brannon, and so I try to catch his moderating your talk group at night. Over.
Hey, good morning, Gus. Nice to run across you. I'm just sitting here trying to get Echolink set up. I've been away from my previous location for almost a year now, and I've been having trouble getting into the Echolink. But I think I've got it straightened out now. I'm operating here from an assisted living facility here in Boring Springs, just north of Spartanburg.
Oh, that's great. You're sounding good. I love Echolink. I live in a concrete condo, and I can't really get out on RF even with an antenna at a window. So if it wasn't for DMR and Echolink, I wouldn't be on the air much. Over.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm inside of a brick enclosure here, and the only radio I have is an HT, one of the bow things, I guess you call it. Little HT that I got sitting on the windowsill. And there are lots of repeaters programmed into it, but I can only work the one in Spartanburg. So I guess I'm in probably a pretty bad location. Wonder how long you've been licensed, Gus? How long have you been on the air?
Only about a year and a half. I'm one of those guys who never thought he could learn Morse code, so I sat on the sidelines until, well, about a year and a half ago, I tumbled across a ham who said, oh, no, Morse code's not required anymore. So I think I had my technician license within a month after that. Over.
Congratulations on getting your license there. Well, when you mentioned CW, I kind of lit up. I'm a CW man from the past, really. I've been licensed 65 years. Now, you sitting down? 65 years, so... I tapped out a lot of code and managed to take an exam and qualify for a commercial radio telegraph license for CW. So I've been tapping that key for many, many years now.
I'm certainly impressed with that, both your longevity in ham and CW. Maybe if I'd started as a youngster, I could have learned it, but that wasn't my interest, and Boy Scouts really didn't get me exposed enough, and then life moved on. But I'm enjoying it now. I do mostly DMR because of my antenna restrictions, although I am going on a short RV trip this week, and I'm taking my 20-meter chameleon antenna. It's a vertical telescoping, and I can get that sucker tuned in very, very well, and I've been able to do 6, 10, and 20 meters on it. Over.
Sorry for the delay. I need to go down for some physical therapy, and they wanted me. Somebody knocked on my door here and said if I wanted to go down and listen to the pastor. There's a preacher here today. I'm down, but I forgot about my physical therapy. So then the physical therapist stuck her head in the door and said, I'm ready for you to do physical therapy. I said, well, can I get somebody else to do it? And, of course, she laughed and said no. But nice to meet you, Gus. I'm sure you'll have lots of fun with ham radio. I thoroughly enjoyed it over the years. I've worked all many, many, many different modes and just thoroughly enjoyed it. But I got my first license as a teenager. 14 in 1958, I guess it was. Continue to enjoy. It's a great way to make friends around the world, Gus. Good morning to you. Let me go before they drag me out here. is it AA4GA, I believe? This is W4DF.
A4GH. Goodbye, WF. I have in Gutter 4G2.
I got you that time. AA4 Golf Hotel. This is Wishing for Delta Parkside, W4DF player.